One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Smooth way of doing it.
Yeah, what?
There is no... Don't say yeah what to the people. Don't say yeah what to the ladies and gentlemen that have bothered to give up their Mondays to come and spend a little bit of time with us. Don't say yeah what. That's disrespectful. Here's the problem, dear listener, and boy, oh boy, low numbers tonight, huh? 254. I was getting more than that yesterday playing Call of Duty. It's getting more than that playing Call of Duty.
Give him time. You know there's always a slight delay while people have a wee and put the kettle on. And
welcome, George's Woman, Magic Man, Gaza, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, Scott Hatley, Derry Girl, Seaweed, Mermaid, Cornwall, Digital Geek Me. Welcome.
Tom Swan, thanks for subscribing.
Thank you for subscribing. Koronaki has just subscribed. We've got a few subscriptions, actually. Let's just do that. Victor the First, Simon, I can't see that, Simon. Simon W. Photo, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. I have no idea who this lady is next to me.
Oh, yes, you do. Mm. Yes, you do. I'm Catherine Boyle.
And we are here hosting the only phone-in show on Twitch. Weeknights, 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. if you're in Los Angeles, California, and 4 p.m. if you live in New York City. Notifications have only just arrived. Takes 10 to 15 to notify all followers. That's why most streamers have a 10-minute intro screen. I didn't know that, and now I know that. Here's the problem. We don't have an intro screen. The one I've got is for me, which my friend Jeff made. Thank you, Jeff. So if anybody wants to make an intro screen... video loop of me and Catherine, that would be awesome. But I was playing music at the start, mm-hmm. right? And of course, you're not allowed to play music.
Even if the Twitch. Artist has given you permission.
This is it, the artist. I was speaking to, we were using Stephen Page and Imani, and they both own the copyright to the music that we were playing. And I thought, well, that would be fine. Thank you, Jeff. That'll be absolutely fine. But it turns out it wasn't absolutely fine, and that still got taken down, which is cool. But then it meant like the first few minutes of the show mm-hmm. were muted out by Jeff Bezos. So unlucky. I'm wearing my fez, but it's very, very hot in a fez. Very, very hot. Hey, McPauls, thank you for the sub. We're going to try and mention as many of the subs and the bits tonight if we can. Hey, listen, you donate 10,000 bits. The whole show is yours. Hang on, what is 10,000 bits in real money? It's like £100, I think. If you donate 10,000 bits, we'll donate the show to you. Dedicate the show to you. But this is early days.
We're trying our hardest.
we're not really. Got some lovely merch here. Got this. Is that we've got our set up our merch table at the back. Hats.
There
bags,
was
tees.
Originally a candle there.
Yeah.
But I suggested that was like the beginning of Casualty. You know, when you go, oh, you don't want to do that, and yet they do, and disaster strikes. So yeah. Let's not do that.
But merch tlna.co.uk is the website, tlna.co.uk.
Coin Gary just subscribed, thank
and
you.
And now we're being told that there is a no-mute guaranteed playlist Yeah, but I don't want to just play any old music. I want to play music that means something to us. And Imani and Stephen Page are huge. Oh, by the way, come here. Stephen Page is on the show tomorrow night playing songs from his basement. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine, do you want to tell them?
He really is.
That's happening. That is happening. Stephen Page is on the show from the Bare Naked, formerly of the Bare Naked Ladies, but just, if you haven't seen any of his real inspiration, his live from home concerts during lockdown, real, real inspiration. And he's coming on tonight. Who have we got?
Tonight we've got Keith and the Girl, right? Keith and the Girl.
Again,
were
another inspiration for this.
Yeah, and for a lot of other people too. Keith and the Girl were podcasters before there was a name for it.
Before the internet had been invented.
I mean, just about.
Keith's taste in films is awful.
And they make a living out of it. They are fantastic. They started out as partners. Now they're just business partners and friends. But they are given an insight into every single stage of their life, like no holds barred, absolute honesty. And they've got a really, really loyal following of fans as a result of that. You know, people come and go because there are fallouts and all that sort of stuff. You know, we've experienced that, the way that things develop over years and years. But there is a hardcore of people. There are people that tattoo Keith and the Girl's symbol on their bodies.
What's their symbol?
Well, they used to have, well, it used to be when Keith used to still drink, used to be like a little stick man with a beer,
yeah,
and Hemner with the hair, right? Because Hemner's got like this huge head of hair.
Yeah.
But now Keith doesn't drink anymore.
Pussy.
And yeah, and but people have still got these different tattoos. Hemner had a tattoo recently, you can ask her about that, on her hand.
Okay.
Inspired by something someone stamped on her as she left a club.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. We will talk about that. But it's a phone-in show. The phone number, 0203 286 637. Or you can Skype from anywhere in the world. Hello, caller. You are the first call of the week on the Late Night Alternative.
Hello, Ian. I didn't watch any of the shows last week, but
tough guy.
I wanted to, but what, didn't have any time.
You're in prison? Your mum wouldn't let you? What was the deal there? What's your name, caller?
James.
You said you sounded embarrassed of being called James.
No.
Okay. You don't get any young Jims anymore, do you? You don't get any sunny Jims anymore. It's all young people.
No,
are
not
James.
Really.
You don't get a Jamie or a Jim or a Jimmy. It's James, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah. I just wanted to call to see how last week's shows were doing.
Well, you can catch up with them on YouTube.
Okay.
They ignore her. She is a right old sourpuss tonight, and I've got no idea why. Because she's well fed, because I've cooked, right? Thank you for asking, James. The show went very, very well, and it got better as the week progressed.
It's nice to hear that they were a lot better than the practice ones you were doing a few weeks ago.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Burn.
What do you mean? The practice ones I did were awesome.
Well, not with the call-ins. Some of them were a bit bad, but...
Well, I'm going to be honest, tonight's call-in is awful so far.
I just wanted to ask how it was all doing.
I have to reevaluate it. I'm imagining that your standards are so high that... That last week would probably have been a complete disappointment to you.
Well, I believe all that you say, and if you say it was good, I believe that it was good.
But I thought that the practice ones were good. And you didn't. So we've got a difference of opinion here.
Well, if tonight's show is like last week's, and if I think that they're good, that means that it means that the people that have called in have improved.
Well, they haven't so far.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for your call. I was reminded of a British game show there, and we can do a little bit of this, right? You are probably too young. Who knows this? And when someone gets it right, you can say it in the chat, but I'd rather you called in, right? If someone gets it right, we'll find it on YouTube and we'll watch it. We have a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
At 5-1, we have Catherine saying pony. And at 20 to 1, we have Ian saying car. What's the show? It's a good one. The chat have got it.
Is it... Gosh.
What happened there?
Someone...
Hello, caller.
Someone's bubblegum went down the wrong hole.
Oh, they bottled it. That's a shame. The chat has got it. It is... Winner takes all. Winner takes all. Winner takes Paul.
Nice. I called in with a production thing for you.
Okay.
This is weirdness, but I get the notification that you're online. I spent the last 10 minutes trying to refresh the app on my iPad before I could see anything from you. I could see you on the desktop, so I was tuning into that, but it literally took 10 minutes of me refreshing my screen time and time and time again before I could see anything going on. So,
what do you want me to do? Buy you a new tablet? What's your problem? What? Get to the point, please, caller. Well, what is your point?
My suggestion is that you need to play a prelude of some description, at least 10 minutes.
Get the orchestra guy.
Yeah,
prelude.
Something.
An overture, if you will.
Well, he has obviously missed the bit where we talked about this.
Well, of course he did.
Well, I caught the tail end of that, but...
Well, so you know... Paul, so you know that is our plan, is to try and do that. And yet you still called in. Come over here.
He still persists.
And yet you still called in to say that we had to do that. Is that how you're starting the week with us?
Well, I caught... Well, I should confess, I really only caught the very, very tail end of that.
Catch the tail end of that. People in the chat, yeah, I agree, we need a pre-stream. We're going...
Maybe they all fell down the same...
We're going to do it!
...hole as Paul did. Okay, thanks very much for that. We'll definitely do that. Thanks for your input.
Hello, Jerry.
Here we go.
Hello.
Now, we got a new...
Hey, I heard from Macca over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't really, did I? I heard from Paul McCartney.
Okay, I'm just going to...
On Twitter.
Oh yeah. Is he going to call us
No,
tonight?
Is he? Heck, he's already... Of course he isn't. He's finding a million excuses not to.
He will call.
He won't.
I guarantee he will call.
Okay, so you might remember from Friday, Paul McCartney, not spelt right, and didn't sound in any way like Paul McCartney, couldn't spell his own name, is suggesting that he's got a briefcase full of $70 million, just one briefcase, that he wants me to look after for him because he doesn't trust his management anymore. So I said, of course, I'll be more than happy to help you out with that one. Could you please give me a call on this number, 0203-286-6370?
Seem to make a little note here.
He made a gazillion excuses as to why not. But then he said on Friday night, the security company will call you by morning. Did anyone ring?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's
no
missed calls from Paul McCartney.
Well, the thing is, there might be, because I don't know.
There won't be. I got another message on Saturday night. Hi, Catherine. I already talked to the security company and they say you will receive a mail or call on Monday, all right? And then on Sunday morning, hello, Catherine. I just got a mail from the security company. They said, if you want to help me with the money, I have to send your email to them and they're going to pay some bills so you can get the box sent to you. So I sent the phone number again. That's all I sent. I know you really want to help me on this, but you have to do it the way the security company wants it, okay? And then I said, well, then I'm sorry, I can't. Okay, hold on. See, they sent me something I need to tell you about, if you can do that. I really want this to be done because I'm running on a big loss. Just trying to notify you that the shipment cannot be made unless it's been insured because it's against the rules and regulation of the shipping company. You know, that briefcase with $70 million in it.
Joe, can you believe this?
Yeah, I know, outrageous. So we have to abide by the rules and regulations of the security company. So here's where I come in. I have to pay them $2,000 for the insurance before the shipment can be made, which
sounds like a plan.
Legit, right?
Yep, yep.
That's what they said you're going to do if you're to help me on this, and don't know if you can do that. And so by this time, I was round here when I got this message from Paul McCartney. Not a problem, I said, but I need to speak to someone on the phone first. Here's the number. I will not send money to someone I'd never spoken to. I'm sure you understand. And that, my friends, is where we left it.
So he might call, he will call in. I guarantee he will phone, because I've spoken to one of these people years ago, a guy called Rooney Jeep.
Oh, was he a Beatle?
No, 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 he wasn't a Beatle. He actually did have a picture of a Beatles calendar behind him, and I asked him, because he sent, first of all, I asked for a picture to prove it was him, and it was obviously, it was a fake picture.
Oh, maybe I should ask Sir Paul McCartney for one of those.
Yeah, but he'll speak to us. People are asking, T-shirts and bags, tlna.co.uk, tlna.co.uk. All right, so we've established that there is a problem with the notification, so we will make a plan to try and get things starting 10 minutes prior to the show. We were a bit late tonight because we were watching Dinner Date, if I'm completely honest.
Good.
We were watching a little bit of Dinner Date. Hugh has said in the chat, I've left a message. Let's just try this last time. Yes, hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry, what's going on with you?
I'm all right. I just get on to the Jingle Boy poem with you for Gregorian Emerson.
Oh, he wants to come on and do a jingle for Gregorian Emerson.
Yeah, we're going.
All right, go on then.
This went wrong. I'm working on it. I thought the law bomb changes around the way.
Okay. This is for Gregorian Emerson family law.
I'll be back in an hour. I'll get it done in an hour.
This counts as an ad for them. This is, we don't have
get his logo up.
Okay, let's get. Let's. Okay. I can only do that with great difficulty. Hang on.
Let's do this properly, Jerry, if we're going to do it.
I'm finished, yeah?
No, we haven't started. No, but we're not ready for you to do it yet. Shut up, man.
Just wait.
Well, an hour. I'll bring back in about an hour.
All right, bye. Right. Well, we might not take your call in an hour, so...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, good. Cry. Cry. I hope you notice I've tidied up the background like nobody's business. Not only have I now got a merch table in my room, but I've tidied this up because that was messy. That was awful.
There were books, if you remember, there were books kind of precariously balanced around this area.
What we have on display, the dance set record player, the gramophone, the haunted gramophone is now just behind Kath's shoulder. There's a haunted gramophone there. That's a Vectrex. There with the jungle hat on. That's a Beatles picture that Catherine painted. Behind that is a lovely box of things that my friend Lucy made. Above that is the Frank Sidebottom Ouija board from Mugger Harris and the whole collection of The Unexplained. But now, where did I put it? I found something.
Yeah.
I found something, but I don't remember where I put it. I thought I'd left it. Oh, where has it gone?
Is it the thing you... Oh, what is this? Is this your love songs?
This is my love song.
Oh, this is, things are about to get romantic, guys.
This is my love songs I wrote when I was like 15 years old. Got the ukulele, because you never know, we might sing a few. This is...
Someone's saying, I hate the pink post-it note looking thingy. What are you talking about? That is a sculpture by one of Ian's children.
Shut your face! My eldest made that. How dare you? The pink
post-it. It's just a very pink face.
That painting, by the way, painted by my boy. That is painted by Imani.
And that's painted by me. It's this.
This is, and you can buy those. We'll give you the link for that in a bit. This is songs I wrote as a teenager to people that I loved.
Lucy Speed being one. The actress Lucy Speed.
Did I ever actually let you look in here?
Lucy Speed, You're All I Need. Yes, you did. You brought it into work
once. But did I let you look in here?
I think you did, yeah. May I? I won't mock.
There we go. There's a song called April.
Does that say fist or first?
First. I wrote this, I was between the ages of 15, let's say 15 and 18. Although actually it probably went up as high as 21. But we're going to say 18.
The first one doesn't mean a thing. The first one doesn't mean a thing. 12 strings and tambourines means nothing. But I still get a thrill when you call out my name in song. Wait for the applause.
To die.
To die. Oh. And the ovation to stand. I thought that said auction, bastard.
Ignore her. I don't want to demean you because I realise I could get pounced on by, you know, movements.
What, this movement?
You've got there's a real attitude problem today.
What, just today?
Today. Get a little bit too big for your boots. Carry on with my beautiful song.
Sweep your hair back with your hand, turn and talk to another smaller man. Is that right?
Probably. I don't know. I just picked it at random.
Misery loves company, standing horizontally.
Oh, hang on a minute. What could that mean?
If you are alone and you want a friend to talk to, and if you're feeling low, you know I'll be there for you. But you gotta...
Where does it say that?
You gotta understand I'm an ordinary man.
Gotta understand I'm an ordinary man is how I imagine that would have gone.
So
at the
please,
time.
Please give me a break from your crying.
That took an unexpected turn, didn't it?
Wow, all sympathetic until you got fed up of the sobbing.
No, but carry on, it gets better. I just read the next line. I'm like Dylan.
I feel min.
No, pain.
Oh, I feel pain.
This next bit. It's very true. It's something we can all relate to.
I feel pain. I get wet in the rain.
And that's based on a true thing that happened to me once.
And if I'm hit, I'm liable to fall. I remember this lyric.
If I'm hit, I'm liable to fall.
Liable. I'm not turning you away. I'm just trying to say I'm a man. That's all.
I'm not turning you away. I'm just trying to say
Oh, God.
I'm a man. That's all. Don't read another one.
Oh, that was cute, that one on the other side.
Yeah, they're all cute.
That one was both pulling and pushing away at the same time.
They're all cute.
You're a man of contradictions.
They are coming out.
I'm a man. That's all.
They are... Okay. Okie dokie. You enjoying that, Kath? Look at your little face. Look at your little moon face. The size of a thumb. It's the size of a normal man's thumb. Look at that. Don't, because there'll be that for some people. That'll be a thing. Hey, we should.
For some people, everything's a thing.
We should do a little bit of this. Summer's Waste Solutions, dear listener. All right, listen. We all know about Bob the Cat. All right, if I'm honest, I think this guy. I think he's starting his own Twitch channel. And yeah, it's enough with Bob the Cat and SummersWasteSolutions.com. All right, Catherine, just tell us a little bit about the Summer's Waste guys.
Family business, national coverage, super flexible. They can deal with your waste solution conundrum, whether it's big or small. If you need a skip sorting out, absolutely fine. But you can take that up to what?
Have you used them?
No.
I've not used them.
No.
I don't know anything. They've told us this, all right? Could be complete baloney for all we know.
What you got then? What are you going to say?
You
got testimonials?
I've got a witness. Paul Foster, Principal Solutions Consultant at Auditel. He says, I've worked with Summer's Waste Solution for a number of years. The value they bring is tremendous. Their enthusiasm, proactivity, attention to detail and professionalism is second to none. And this despite the difficulties of operating in the waste industry. It's very stinky. Whenever I need flexibility, knowledge and support and great value for money, I will recommend Summer's Waste Solutions. Dear listener, dear viewer, there you go. An actual human being who has used them. Go away, Bob!
I like Bob.
I like Bob. He's getting too big for his boots. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. I've got to make that... Richard, send me. GELaw.co.uk. I will get a better thing. We've got some testimonials from them for later on.
Okay.
Later on.
GELaw.co.uk.
GELaw.
It's what I just said.
You said GELaw.
No, I said GELaw.
You didn't actually.
Can you just let me handle this, please? So GELaw.co.uk, Gregorian Emerson Family Law. They are people who try and take the extra complication out of a situation that can already be quite complicated when you're dealing with families, right? So instead of pitting you against your ex, they will try and find a solution that it means that you get a kind of least painful way through a situation, as we said, that can be one of the most traumatizing in your life. It's a unique joint legal and psychological approach. They're not just thinking about how much money they're going to get out of the other party for you. They want to find out how this is affecting you psychologically.
You've got it.
They act as much for mothers as for fathers.
Hang on a minute. I think this might be the guy. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, do you want to sing?
I've got to understand I'm an ordinary man.
Yes, my friend.
It's you from the past.
GELaw.co.uk. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Zeus the dog. Oh, right. I don't know. Why is he there? Oh, no, we need... I need to put a blank background. Hang on a minute. We don't want to see us behind Zeus the dog.
No, we're not that stream.
No. I had great trouble putting these pictures up, and then it turns up I've completely fit to screen. No, he's not doing it, so
right,
we're going
to
go.
So here's the thing.
Hello there, Zeusy. Zeusy in the sunglasses. Zeusy in the sunglasses.
Looks friendly, doesn't he?
Zeusy in the sunglasses.
He is, unless you're a bad guy in the Devon and Cornwall area, in which case you don't want to meet Zeus.
Poseidon Safety Management, facebook.com/Poseidon. Poseidon Safety. Let me just move this over here so that there we go.
You can see it better.
Let's put that up there so we can see that. I do all these and then I can never, you know what I'm wearing. And there we go. Twitter.com/Poseidon Safe. They are our new sponsors. They are the largest suppliers of guard dogs. It's primarily Cornwall and Devon that they work in, but I know we've got a lot of viewers there. Largest supplier of guard dogs in the two counties. They are all patrols are done by local people. Yeah. They're like a really cool security firm. We'll tell you more about them in a bit. But,
and you will know this, right? If you live in Devon and Cornwall, there are certain areas where, you know, to get to places, you need to use...
No-go zones.
Your local knowledge,
there's
right?
No-go zones.
So the fact that they hire local people, they try and put something back into the community by hiring local people.
Also, at the start of Corona, they were offering free patrols for the local pubs. And at the start of lockdown, a local school got busted and broken into. And so they gave free security to that school. Those are the things we'll be telling you more about those guys as the years, the evenings progress.
But thank you to all our sponsors. We appreciate your collaboration.
We've got room for one more at the moment. We never have more than four. Room for one more. Late night alternative at gmail.com is the email. Someone sent an email saying it's really rubbish that you. I can tell now that you're not really looking at the. You're not interested in the callers because you're looking at other stuff and doing other stuff. I'm driving. Twitch's only internet phoning show.
You've got to understand. He's just a man.
Ordinary man, Catherine. I don't like your tone.
I noticed. You mentioned it once or twice, unfortunately.
There's something wrong with you today.
It's genetic.
There's something wrong with you today.
I'm feeling all right.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
A bit.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
No.
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me? No.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the caller earlier who said about the owl.
Yes.
In some places, well, I used to live in Indonesia. I lived there for like 26 years. The Indonesian word for owl is burung hantu. Hantu means ghost. So they have all these beliefs in that owls bring death and all this kind of thing. Anyway. Useless information, but it is. That's what they believe.
I get it. Owls are spooky and, you know, beautiful and magnificent, and you don't see them very often.
They're silent.
They are absolutely silent. Ah, do you know why they're silent?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I know why they're what?
Do you know why they're silent, caller?
Why they're silent? No, I wouldn't know.
Catherine knows, so she'll tell us. Hang on, let's. Catherine's going to tell us why owls are silent. Catherine, over to you.
Because they're made of snow.
They're made of snow. Okay.
I'll tell you why. I will tell you why owls are silent. It's because at the end of their wings, they're little ridges. There's little, sort of, almost like little cuts at the end of their wings, and that makes them silent.
Interesting. The other thing in Indonesia you don't do to anybody is if they're asleep. Don't wake them up or jolt them awake because when we're asleep, the belief is that our soul is in limbo.
Oh, I've heard this, and it can if you jolt them away, it gets stuck there.
So
yes,
it won't be able to come back in. That's right. So, and the other thing that Indonesians believe: if you want to burgle a house, the burglar should poop outside the house, and that. It's some kind of like black magic thing, so it prevents them from being like
I don't know if we should be giving
from being detected. I don't know.
But surely leaving a steaming pile of DNA would be a great way, the best way of being detected.
I think they did that before the DNA tests and stuff like that. But it's traditional. Anyway.
Traditional burglary.
I love it, man.
Well,
thank you
we
for
can
that.
Laugh about it. There's lots of different things they do. It's amazing stuff. They were using turmeric long before Gwyneth Paltrow got on the bandwagon.
Okay. Well, I completely understand that. Pooing outside someone's house as a way of burgling them more effectively? Maybe not.
Here's the issue I've got. Is it turmeric or turmeric?
Well, I say turmeric, but in Indonesian it's kunyit. Anyway, whatever.
Are you Indonesian?
No. I'm British, but I lived there for a long time. I lived there when I was in my 20s. So.
Do you think that maybe the Indonesians were having a laugh at your expense by telling you bollocks?
No, because I spoke Indonesian. I went there when I was 17. I was a high school student, and so I speak it fluently. So, I mean,
Did you ever get burgled by a pooman?
No, I didn't. No.
How do you know it happens?
Because I read it. I used to work as a journalist, and we had a famous case of this painter who was murdered. And that was one of the things that was done, and it's part of the black magic. There's a lot of this traditional beliefs in like you put in a what's it called, like a silver object into your body, and that will attract people to you. It's called susuk. So if you put this, like a little kind of amulet thing, and you have it inserted into your body, and it will attract people to you. Obviously, I didn't have it done, but
where would it be put?
I love you.
Usually, it would be put in your forearm. Oh. So, but of course, you have to get rid of it. If you don't get rid of it, you can't die. That's the thing. So
it's called it a bumulet. Oh, well done, as friends, Russ, a bumulet.
Anyway.
Oh, well, he's trying to give us some serious...
No, I know. But do you believe this? Do you believe this stuff? Or are you recounting this as fun stories from Indonesia that are clearly...
No, I'm recounting it because I think we know so little about different places and countries, and we don't... you know, somebody just asked about Indonesian animal noises. They're completely different, right?
Have different. What noise does a chicken make in Indonesia?
Oh, how does it go? I can't even do it, but it's. Salupa. It's. They don't do it like we do cock-a-doodle-doo. It's happy money. I forget. But
this is, if you can remember, because this is one of the running themes on this show, is the different noises animals make around the world. Mm-hmm. Chickens in Japan make cocky-cock-cock.
And in Spanish, Portuguese, is cocorico.
Okay, Portuguese and Indonesian, there's a lot of similar words, right, because of the Portuguese going in there, but... in Indonesian, for cats, it's miong, we say. And then, how does a chicken go? I forget. Yeah, but there's all different. It's all different ways of saying it. Yeah. Anyway,
how long were you over there for?
Well, I was there when I was 17. I was a high school exchange student, but I was in West Sumatra, which is an interesting place because. They have a matrilineal kinship system, even though they're Muslim. So descent and everything, all the property goes through the woman instead of through the husband. So that was interesting to live in that society. And then I went back, and when I was 23, I worked there as a journalist. But because I already spoke Indonesian, I eventually became an editor. So, you know, I got to write about a lot of different people, Indonesian celebrities, but also a few foreign celebrities. I interviewed, like, Jane Birkin when she came to...
I love Jane Birkin.
Oh, she was brilliant, a brilliant woman.
I saw her in concert once. Amazing. One of the best shows I've ever seen. And wonderful.
Well, she came to Jakarta to do the arabesque... this arabesque concert with the it's like Middle Eastern influenced music, which was quite brilliant. And I interviewed Michael Bublé, and he was such a nice guy, really interesting guy, nice guy. So
why did you come back here?
I got depressed, so it happened. I think it was a midlife crisis, so. But, you know, you live in a place for a long time, so it means a lot to you. But I do on Twitter, I tweet in Indonesian because Indonesia remains so, it remains important to me. So I just discovered an artist called Marianne North. Do you know Marianne North?
I don't know that name, no.
She was an artist in the 19th century, and there's a gallery at Kew. But she was a woman in the 19th century from a lot of money in Britain, and she traveled all over the world, and she did she did all these different scenes from around the world, and she went to Java. So I was interested in that. And the Indonesians, you know, they found it very interesting, all the different scenes of Indonesia at that time, even though it was a colony, of course. But anyway...
What's your name? What's your name? Because I just wanted to put your name on the screen. So if you call, I'm loving this, by the way. If you call again,
talk forever.
What is your name?
Bruce.
Bruce. Hey, Bruce. I'm going to put Bruce Indonesia just so that we know. Not that we're going to get that many Bruces.
Have you called us before, Bruce?
I called you once, actually, yeah, Kathy. I lived in Whitstable. I talked about the tennis courts. At that time, they weren't open. It was. weeks ago. I think when you were still on the other radio station, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And we talked about, because the tennis courts weren't open at that time. And anyway, it is what it
do
is.
Do you regret coming back here?
Do I regret? Well, my background is quite diverse. My father's South African and my mother's from Lancashire. So I only moved here when I was 7 from South Africa. And then we moved to America when I was 14. So I feel a lot of Britain, it feels very... what's it called? It feels strange to me, right? Because it's, you know, I left here when I was 14. I only lived here for 7 years in the 70s. So, you know, I came back and people were saying, all right. And I hadn't grown up with this, you know, all right, I think is, we had lived in Kent, but I don't remember when I was a child hearing all right as an expression.
As a greeting.
So, sorry?
As a greeting rather than a question.
Yeah, exactly right. As a kind of all, save all kind of thing. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like I interviewed a singer actually from Indonesia once called Anggun, and I've interviewed her a lot.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
Oh, she's brilliant. You should have her on the show. She's a brilliant woman, and I'm in contact with her still. But Anggun, she said that because she left Indonesia when she was 19, came to London, didn't like London, went to Paris and fell in love with Paris. And then I think she went to Canada and stuff. But Anggun's brilliant. And one thing she said to me, wherever she goes, she always feels like a stranger now, right? Because of that whole, you know, leaving Indonesia. And when you leave Indonesia, Indonesians kind of see it as you've kind of left the fold in a sense, right? So, yeah. And she lives in Paris now. And yeah, anyway.
Not funny that she should come up. I bought her album when I lived in Paris.
Oh, really? So which one of it?
La Neige au Sahara.
Oh, Snow in the Sahara, yeah.
And I didn't realise that she sang in English until I kind of investigated her more. You know, since the days before Google, mm-hmm. I just remember seeing her on television over there and they would always play the French version. And she's got like a voice, like if I can explain it to people that have never heard of her, there's something of like an Annie Lennox type quality to her voice, yep. Well, there certainly was then. And a lot of her songs were about kind of longing to go back. And so that makes perfect sense now. But how funny that she should come up all this time. I mean, that's 20 years ago, but I remember loving that album so much.
Yeah, and it kind of was a, it was kind of like foretelling global warming, wasn't it? Snow on the Sahara.
It was.
She's interesting because she's kind of like Jane Birkin in the sense that, what's it called? Jane Birkin is kind of embraced by the French, and so was, Anggun, right? Because she'd learned the language and you know, it became important to her to become as French as a French are, if that's possible. But anyway,
well.
I think people are getting bored. I need to get off.
Bruce? But, people are not getting bored, but we are going to move on because I just want to do a couple
thank
of things
you.
Before you. It's really nice to talk
Thanks,
to you. Bruce. I look forward to the next
nice
chat.
Talking to you.
Thank you,
Take
thank
care.
You, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's thank you. Well, that was nice.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.